Pets and the Rapture, Animals in Heaven, an article by Greg Miller. Proverbs 12:10, KJV. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. We are frequently asked whether we believe there are animals in heaven, and one of the most difficult questions for animal lovers is whether our animals will be left behind at the rapture. There is no black and white answer either way. There is no place in Scripture that says we cannot have our pets with us in heaven, even though the more mature among us seem to scoff at the idea. Well, they can scoff all they want, but they have no biblical basis for being dogmatic in their opinion. So let's just lay it out in the open. Here is our opinion on the matter, in light of what Scripture does tell us. Pets in heaven? Psalm 50:10-11, KJV. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. First, there is no reason to believe we won't have our pets with us when we go to heaven. The Bible doesn't say we will take our pets with us, but it doesn't say we will not. Will there be animals in heaven? Some will say no. But wait, then where do the millions of horses come from when we ride back to earth behind Jesus at his second coming? And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 19:14. Those are not angels riding those horses because they have never not been clean. The reference is to the once unclean saints now being presented clean by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 1:5. And we all have our own white horse, something like the Lone Ranger's silver. Is it not possible with God? If the Lord allows us and we want our pets, what in the world could keep us from having our pets? Nothing. Is there some reason God would be unable to give us our pets in heaven? You say yes, and I'll say blasphemy. There is nothing too difficult for our God. Some might say, well, I think we will not even worry about our pets. Maybe, but that makes it sound like we'll be zombie-like, or emotionless, or soulless-type creatures in heaven. But God is in heaven, and he loves and cares for animals. Exodus 21:33-34. Exodus 34:26. Numbers 3:13, etc. And he's packed heaven with millions of horses and unknown numbers of other creatures. And we will be like him. 1 John 3:2. So we don't know for certain, but we can rest assured that God will do what is right and good. Genesis 18:25. And at this point in time, I believe that would include allowing his children to have their pets with them in heaven, with all the other animals in heaven. And ain't no one, yet, ever proven my belief in this matter wrong. Case in point, my concerns with this actually began before I had pets. I was pastoring in Cincinnati 25 years ago, and this poor lady lost her dog. She said she was grieving and asking for prayer. Then she said that she looked forward to seeing her little dog in heaven. At that point, some old codger quipped about, we won't need pets in heaven, and the Bible never says anything about our pets in heaven, so we better get used to that fact. I said a few things to console the poor lady, but had to admit that I hadn't put much thought into it. Then, and over the years since, I've become more convinced that it is likely that we will have our pets with us in heaven. And I'm sure that there is nothing in God's book that says otherwise. Answering an objective, the spirit of the beast. Since posting this article, originally, we have been asked about Ecclesiastes 3:21, KJV, which says, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? In the first place, many commentators believe this verse is emphasizing the reality of who knoweth, because of the full context of the passage. Read the whole section from verse 16 through the end of the chapter in verse 22. and construct of the sentence. Solomon seemed to be throwing the matter into question and not make an emphatic statement about which way the spirit of man and spirit of animals go. And dispensationalists should not be going to Ecclesiastes as a lone source for doctrine. The fact is, at the time that Solomon was writing, all men went down, their bodies into the grave and their souls into paradise, Abraham's bosom, or hell. Read Luke 16:19-31 for an account of how this works and consider, in answer to Solomon's question in Ecclesiastes 3:21, the New Testament revelation that the bodies and souls of men went down while their spirits went up. Again, the sound doctrinal truth of the matter is that when Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes 3:21, all bodies of men and animals went down and the souls of men went down while the spirit went up. It was only after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ that believers went up. This change took place when Jesus died and went into the lower parts of the earth to preach, not suffer, to those in hell and release those in paradise. 1 Peter 3:19, KJV. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Ephesians 4:8-10, KJV. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. For a more complete study on this, we suggest you follow along with this study in Ephesians 4:7-10, titled Jesus in the Lower Parts of the Earth, by watching Part 1 and Part 2. At any rate, we're not even arguing for animals entering the presence of the Lord in the same way believers do according to 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, KJV, which says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Animals are not saved or lost, so when they die, they cease to exist, and they will not go to heaven immediately when they die. But our point is that in the regeneration after the millennium, the Bible says that the whole creation will be redeemed. Romans 8:21-22, KJV. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Revelation 21:1, KJV. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Although I cannot say that Pastor Peter S. Ruckman, now with the Lord, agrees with my position, I found his comments in his Exodus Bible Believers Commentary very interesting. Furthermore, all the commentators seem to have forgotten that the creator of Adam and the physical body of Christ, Hebrews 10:5, was the creator of the birds and the animals. These creatures need redemption as much as man, at least in regards to their animal natures derived from the curse. Genesis 9:1-17, Romans 8:15-27, Isaiah 11:6-10. Furthermore, our Lord was born in a stable, not a Roman Catholic cave, Papias, and took his place as a lamb, John 1:36. The cherubim cannot receive the benefits of the atonement, for they, as the seraphim and angels, have no blood. However, even the animals need mercy. And so we find the representatives kneeling over the mercy seat, where blood is sprinkled for sinful men. Without the mercy of God, no cherubim would survive any more than a seraphim, Isaiah 6:2, or an archangel. Ruckman, Dr. Peter S., Exodus Commentary, The Bible Believers Commentary Series, BB Bookstore, Kindle Edition. Again, I can't say Dr. Ruckman expected pets in heaven, But this sure makes you think, don't it? And I know that if Doc has found his German shepherds in heaven, he'd be tickled silly. Animals in heaven, but no pets? This new redeemed creation will include animals. Would that not include our pets? If you say no, we ask, why not? There is no answer to that question, but we can emphasize 3 points. 1. There is no scripture saying that our pets will be in heaven. 2. There is no scripture saying that our pets will not be among the animals in heaven. 3. If God wants us to have our pets in heaven, they will be there. Animals do not go to hell because that place was created for Satan and his devils, Matthew 25:41. And only those whose names are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life will go there, Revelation 20:15. And if the saved are bodily regenerated, glorified, a little more than 1,007 years before that final, complete regeneration of creation, then is there any basis for saying that we could not have our pets with us either during the marriage supper or, at least, during the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ? But animals are not souls, right? Due to my bad eyesight, my wife reads to me. Recently, she read George H. Pember's 1873 booklet titled Animals, Their Past and Future. In it, Pember is making a similar case that you are reading in this post and addresses the claim that animals are not said to have or to be souls in Scripture. Sadly, he felt the need to attack the King James Bible translators and the Authorized Version to prove that animals do have souls. He falsely claims that the KJV translators never translated the Hebrew word nephesh as soul when referring to animal. But brother, Pember was wrong. Leviticus 22:11, KJV. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his meat. The famed Calvinist predecessor of Charles Spurgeon was a man named John Gill, who writes of this passage. This is extended by some Jewish writers to cattle. For by any soul they understood also the soul of a beast, which being bought by the priest's money might eat of the offerings of the tithes. Exposition of the Old and New Testaments, Dr. John Gill, 1690-1771. And you will regularly see such plain statements in writing not directly dealing with our subject. For example, a Jewish researcher and archaeologist named Roger D. Isaacs, writing for the Times of Israel in an article entitled Yom Kippur, Not for Atonement or Fasting, said, Exodus 23:12 says animals, too, are to rest. There is even a suggestion that the soul substance is present in the Lord. Leviticus 26:11 has the Lord saying, And I will set my dwelling in the midst of you, and my soul will not reject you. Therefore, when the Bible says the Lord rested on the seventh, Sabbath, day of creation in Genesis 2:2, perhaps it is referring to the Lord resting his soul like people and animals. We wouldn't necessarily endorse all such writings or their views on other matters, but the documentation is solid. The King James Bible is true. And any supposed issues are a matter of interpretation and not of error in the text. A second example in Scripture is Numbers 31:28. And levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war which went out to battle. One soul of 500, both of the persons, and of the beeves, and of the asses, and of the sheep. A plain reading of the text shows that when the Lord required them to levy a tribute, it was to be one soul for every 500. Not just persons, but also of the animals. That is in keeping with the reference in Leviticus 22:11. And comparing Scripture with Scripture, we also see animals referred to as souls or as having souls in Job 12:10. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Every living thing, according to this text, has a soul. true. Only man's soul is conscious and accountable for sin once he or she reaches the mental and spiritual maturity to understand right from wrong. This is a state of mind the Lord compares to knowing their right hand from their left in Jonah 4:11. And note that the animals are said to also be in this innocent condition of consciousness. Jonah 4:11, KJV. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Birds? Yes. Psalm 74:19, KJV. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked, forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. And you will find the same thing about sea creatures and all that live in the water. Revelation 16:3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Obviously, men don't live in the sea. There are a few thousand who dip down in submarines, and a handful who spend days or weeks submerged for scientific experimentation and the like. But Aquaman is not real. The living souls dying in Revelation 16 are creatures and not men. The claim that they do not have souls is not biblical. It's true that pets cannot be saved, but that is because they are not lost. They are innocent and suffering the effects of the curse and are in need of redemption. See Dr. Ruckman's quote above. Pets won't be in heaven having been saved by grace through faith, but the animals will be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, just as all creation will be redeemed. My final thoughts. You may choose to believe that there are no pets in heaven, but that is not based on Scripture, as it does not make such a statement. And you may say the same thing about those of us who choose to believe that we will have our pets in heaven. And we freely admit that we cannot make a dogmatic, biblical statement proving our hope. But as you are seeing in this article, we have reason to believe that we will have our pets with us in heaven. And you have no reason or biblical basis to dogmatically claim that we are wrong. If there were such scriptures telling us clearly that our pets will not be among the animals that will be there with us in the new creation, then we would drop the matter. But such scriptures simply do not exist. In the meantime, we think about what we are told about our future in His glory and presence, and we can only be excited and expectant. And that includes the possibility of seeing our pets there. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10, KJV. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Animals in heaven? A fact. Let's look at some passages of Scripture telling us that there are animals in the millennial kingdom. Isaiah 11, 6-8, KJV. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. My wife and I watched a segment on Newex Max TV about pandas playing in the snow on Groundhog Day of 2021. It was hilarious. They rolled around and then purposely made themselves slide down a hill. Like little kids, they climbed back up and slid back down. If they had thumbs, I believe they might have had a snowball fight. My wife just welled up with tears in her eyes and said, I've always said that I want to play with the pandas during the millennium. And I think she will. As it says about the child, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. A child playing with a poisonous, as this time, snake. Another text in Scripture, Isaiah 65:25, KJV. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. You say, well, that's the millennium. Yes. But why are there horses in heaven, as we discussed above? I gave this fact little thought until someone was arguing against animals in heaven because of the fact that they would potty all over heaven. Another person responded, I can't remember who said it, or I would give them credit, by asking a sensible question. If that's the case, then millions of horses would be pooping all over heaven. It was quite the revelation. We know there will be hundreds of millions of horses in heaven because that's what the saints ride when Jesus returns. And if horses, why not other animals? Why not our pets? If there are horses, why not other animals? There are creatures in heaven, plural. Stork-like creatures, Zechariah 5:9. Living creatures, Revelation 5:13. Beasts, Revelation 5:11. And this clearly appears to be a sample, not a complete list of the animals, beasts, and creatures in heaven. I believe that when all is said and done, the redeemed of the Lord will be joined by the animal kinds in praising the Lord. Psalm 150:6, KJV. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So we end by repeating, there is a good reason to hope and expect that we will have our pets in heaven. And what a joy it is to think of that possibility. Below are photos of some of the family pets that we may see when we get there. Sebi, deceased, in his prime. Caleb, deceased, was Martha's prior guide dog companion. Vladimir the Gray, deceased, and Ebonia the Black belonged to Jenny and the Alva clan. This is Princess, John Hartman's little girl. Dylan and Miss Kitty belonged to Diane, brother Frank and Tino's mom. Sister Charmaine in North Carolina's Chicks Hatching. Ninja, deceased, was Charlie and Matt's buddy when Pastor Greg married Jenny in 2005. Oakley belongs to the Shingler family. Odie is a Shih Tzu and Gloria's puppy. Pepper, deceased, Shingler playing with kittens. Peyton belongs to Emma, Byron Smith's granddaughter. Scrapper, deceased, was Mark and Jen Vass's beloved. Snoopy lives in the Netherlands with brother Paul Van Batten. Teddy lives with his mommy, Faith, near the Big Apple. Tempe lives in Ukraine with his Bardwell family. Tigger lives with her mommy, Josie, in Florida. CJ, deceased, was Sheila V's little buddy, and that's stayed up north.